Biden's border chief is importing 24,000 extra poor Venezuelans. By Neil Monroe on November 5, 2022. President Joe Biden's border chief is rubber-stamping migration requests by 24,000 more poor Venezuelans. Even as tens of millions of Americans suffer from declining wages, rising rents, and chaotic politics. CBS News reported the quick approval of 6,800 migrants. The U.S. government has given more than 6,800 Venezuelans permission to fly to the U.S. legally and admitted several hundred of them, under a sponsorship initiative the Biden administration set up in October to manage a record number of Venezuelan migrants arriving along the southern border, officials said Thursday. Since the program launched on October 18, approximately 490 Venezuelans have arrived in the U.S. under the Humanitarian Parole Authority. The 24,000 migrants will be allowed to stay and work for 2 years. But they likely will either get a new legal loophole to stay or else will simply hide from the federal government's deportation agents. The Venezuelan door in the nation's borders was opened on October 12, when Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas was forced by White House campaign officials to block Venezuela's economic migrants at the border. The pre-election move has greatly expedited the arrival of Venezuelan migrants at the border. But it has not been applied to other groups of migrants from Nicaragua, Haiti, or Cuba. Since January 2021, Biden and Mayorkas have admitted at roughly 3 million economic migrants over the southern border, including at least 240,000 Venezuelan migrants. They have also admitted at least 1.5 million legal immigrants, visa workers, and tourists who work illegally. CBS also reported that Mayorkas may decide to admit additional Venezuelan, despite Congress immigration laws which limit the inflow of legal immigrants to about 1 million per year. Biden administration officials have said Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas could raise the program's ceiling if he makes a determination the move is justified. The Cuban-born Mayorkas has repeatedly shown himself as a migration zealot. For example, he argues that Americans' immigration laws must comply with his equity policies that put foreigners ahead of Americans. His policies have seriously damaged the Democratic Party's chances in the 2022 midterms. In August, a majority of Americans said Biden is allowing a southern border invasion. According to a poll commissioned by the left of center, taxpayers supported National Public Radio, NPR. If the GOP gains majorities in the House and Senate, Mayorkas will likely face blame for sinking other left-wing agendas favored by other members of the Democratic Party, such as civil rights, climate management, and economic development. But Mayorkas may survive the disaster because he is strongly backed by West Coast investors and their battalion of nonprofit activist groups. The federal government reopened the migration pipeline in 1965 and doubled it in 1990. After 40 years of growing prosperity in a low-migration economy. Since 1965, the government's extraction of migrant workers from poor countries has pressured down Americans' wages. It has also boosted rents and housing prices, and it has reduced native-born Americans' clout in local and national elections. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of fields and spiked the number of deaths of despair. An April 2020 article in the New York Times described some of the debilitating poverty faced by Americans in a high-migration economy. Lauren Bruce, a mother with one college-age child in Madison, Wisconsin, told the newspaper, "My financial situation is vastly worse than that of my parents, who were 40 when I was born. They always owned houses and had new cars, never worried about seeing a doctor, benefited from solid pensions and preached that college was the secret to their success. Their tuition in 1960s Arkansas was about $250 a semester. There were opportunities for them that they were able to take advantage of. There was a ladder. I'm not sure that ladder exists anymore. My opinion is that because of the infrastructural changes, the policy decisions that were made between 1963, when my parents were in college, and when it was time for me to start making big decisions around 2000, the deck was fully stacked against individuals and loaded for big corporate entities to consolidate money and power at the expense of us." Migration advocates admit their migration agenda is a threat to Americans' democratic society. What the United States and many other democracies are experiencing is unprecedented, said advocate Yasha Monk. Most democracies have historically been relatively monoethnic and monocultural, with most of their citizens sharing common cultural origins. The German-born immigrant told the New York Times in October 2022. Mayorkas claims he has the legal authority to admit a vast number of foreign migrants under the parole side door at the border, and also to give them work permits, above the annual limits set by Congress. He claimed the same power when he admitted more than 100,000 Afghans and Ukrainians. However, parole is supposed to be very limited authority given for exceptional circumstances for people that have emergent medical needs or are needed to testify in criminal proceedings, said Andrew Arthur, a former immigration judge who now works with the Center for Immigration Studies. The Biden administration has expanded the use of parole beyond any recognizable point and is now regularly using it to simply release illegal migrants and various other people into the United States, he told Breitbart News. Mayorkas may be impeached by a GOP Congress in 2023. But that impeachment is likely to be merely symbolic, unless GOP legislators also overcome business opposition to successfully reverse Mayorkas's pro-Wall Street migration policies.